The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, time to get our barbecue on and our basketball and our stuff. Let's just do this. It's a Friday, Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No A.J. today. Jong Lee, the master, back in studio, keeping us on air out here at Pinkerton's. The Ninja will try to do the same. Hopefully, we'll do better than yesterday. Not that I'm blaming anyone. If you want to get in, the best way to do it, 713-780-3776 on the text line. You probably won't need to call in unless we have a giveaway, which I don't think we do. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. Today, very happy to have at Jerome Solomon. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. I notice how we're the only two who don't have weird names for Twitter. It's just at Jerome Solomon.
We're just plain ordinary guys.
Yeah, obviously so. But AJ off today, and I know he's not going to be happy about being off today because he's missing out on Pinkerton's barbecue, which is fantastic. I'm all about that sausage, man.
My first time hitting it, and quite impressed. Yeah, I got burnt ends on my brisket, and that was good, you know. Brother like a little fat on the meat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I hate you because you could eat an entire tray of that stuff and you'll lose 2 pounds.
Didn't faze me at all. I went with the regular sausage instead of the jalapeno sausage.
Yeah, I had the jalapeno sausage.
That was darn tasty.
Yeah, good stuff.
I had jalapenos on the side, but.
And it looks like they've got a nice whiskey list as well, which I will probably try out on the next break.
It looks rather tasty over there, I see. Yeah, and of course, the bartender comes and asks me if I want some water. This kind of joint they run?
See, I can. I don't really need to worry about. It's only a 2-hour show, so I can have a few.
So you can do that kind of. You can do whiskey breaks.
Oh yeah, and then Get Me is taking me to the airport right after this. So and it looks like my flight's already delayed 40 minutes.
Be sure to tune in, ladies and gentlemen. About 5:45 should be an entertaining closing segment.
Yeah, so right, we're gonna do the damn gym of the day, people. Let's just do that. So what's up, man? Hey, what do you think of this tournament so far?
It got good last night. I mean, in terms of good games or whatever, it's been okay. It hasn't gotten my juices flowing. I mean, I've had a lot going on, so I haven't been able to sit and lock in like I normally would. But it hasn't been as enjoyable, and I'm kind of the opposite of a lot of people who just – when I'm not covering it, it's not the same. I mean, when I'm at the tournament and – enveloped in it, I really get into it, but at home it's not the same. I more get into the Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, where most fans are crazy about the first two rounds,
right,
and they fade away. So I'm kind of, I do it backwards.
Well, but that's, I think, I've always said this, part of what makes the tournament great, that first round, first and second round, is everybody's brackets are still alive. Mm-hmm. And so everybody pays attention. And then by this weekend, most people pretty much out of it. By the Final Four, I think it's one of the odd events where the better the game, sometimes I think there's less interest than there was at the beginning, among the general public. And I'm kind of like you. We're going to be there next week, Thursday and Friday, in Phoenix. And I love being around it out there. And it was so great when it was here. And to be able to go back next week, you really get into it. But my bracket is dead on one side. I don't know about yours, but
Oddly, for the first time in at least 30 years, I didn't even fill out a bracket. I was just so busy, and my mind was all over the place. And so that maybe that's why I'm even more distant from it, because I didn't fill out a bracket. So I didn't even, wasn't really paying attention to who's playing who until it got to, you know, last night's games. But I'm excited about tonight's games and this weekend. I think we got going to have some good basketball.
Well, what do they got you that's keeping you so busy these days?
Well, there was some family stuff. You know, trust me, I've always applauded single parents, you know, who, you know, alone dealing with children and
right.
all of that. But they're like superheroes. None of that. I did like 3 weeks with just me and the two girls. Man, I don't know how people have done it. I mean, and obviously millions upon millions have done it and done it far more successfully than I managed in a measly 3 weeks. But wow, I mean, it was rough. And I sound like I'm whining, but no, I'm much more applauding people who have to do it all the time and have no choice. I'm far more impressed than I ever was.
Yeah, I've been struggling to take care of my dog the last week, so I can't imagine what it would be like to have two kids on your
two
own.
Girls.
Yeah.
You know, doing hair. My bead game is strong, though, boy. My bead, I can put beads on. I can braid them up and put some beads on them like, you know, like a pro. So I'm impressed with it. Now, it only takes like 8 hours, but, you know, hey, I get it done. So
713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And Brian says, don't worry about missing AJ. He's on the way. Cool. Yeah, come on out to Pinkerton's, man. Get this barbecue on. And always fun when Jerome fills in because, you know, dude's pretty good at this. I keep trying to get him to give up that damn newspaper career. He won't do it.
Oh, man. I'm giving some thought. We're having fun. We'll have fun. We'll definitely have some fun. I was listening to Joel and Barry coming in as I was driving over here. And, you know, this north side, you're on my side of town.
Yeah.
Joel said something that just really cracked me up. And I hate to mess with him about it, you know, but I will because that's what I do. But he talked about – they were talking about their wives and – his wife doesn't listen to the show, but then he'll get in the car and see that she's got the radio tuned to 97.5. So clearly she's listening to the show. That's what he said. And all I thought was, maybe she's not listening to you. Perhaps she's listening to Fred or AJ.
Or so who's John she listening and Sean to? Could be them.
Clearly it's not him. Well, not clearly, but most likely.
Yeah.
I don't want to cause any trouble or friction in the household, but I'm just curious. Who do you think she's listening to?
Oh, she's got to be listening to us.
Yeah.
And that's everybody does.
Yeah. When it comes to female audience, you guys dominate the station in that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's because the women don't know what y'all look like.
That's it, exactly. Plus, there's some of them that have a fantasy that they can get half my stuff because everybody does. So,
yeah. And as soon as Tepper left, that opened the door for you and AJ to just go right to the top. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're understanding. That's what it is. Yeah, we're not the most attractive guys.
You're under something, all right.
But we understand people. How's that?
Y'all are as real as they get. But, yeah. how would a guy feel like, you know, if you – say you worked at let's get away from Joel. Say you worked at a TV station, you know, and you were a newscaster or whatever, but your wife was checking out the other guy. It doesn't even have to be TV. Anywhere.
Well, just watching the other
guy. If your wife is more interested in some other one of your coworkers than you, I mean, that would have to be pretty rough on you.
I would be okay with that because I actually don't want her listening. We've kind of agreed to this, so I could kind of say what I want.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes she may not want to hear that.
No, it's best for her to stay out of it.
She likes listening to some of the other. Although she's gotten weird on me. She's totally into podcasts now.
Ah.
So I feel like she's cheating on me with podcasts.
Yeah, the podcast. Those aren't one-night stands. Those are deep, you know, heartfelt relationships
You have to make an effort.
Yeah, you got to go find somebody. Yeah. And then it's like, and they're smooth and they're quiet and it's so soft, sexy voice. And did she listen to him like in the tub?
No, she... She does it. Like she'll listen when she's running, and sometimes when she's at home, just doing work at home, she'll listen. But she's tried to get me to listen to a couple of them, and they all have these really smooth, slow
voices. That's
what
I'm saying. It
sounds like NPR.
Yeah, I mean, she lights some candles.
Yeah, goes to town.
And you come home, and she don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, she's like, it's already back in the box. You're too late. But it wouldn't bother me, but I think it would probably Joel's. Yeah, they said Joel's a little bit more vain than the rest of us. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Why would you call Joel vain?
Well, we were talking about that on air. He wouldn't tell anybody his age, but you wouldn't do it either. You guys are kind of in the same boat that way.
What do you mean?
Well, he wouldn't tell anybody how old he was.
Yeah, but I look good for my age.
Well, I know. We said that. You were actually part of the conversation. It's like you look the same as you did 25 years ago. And I hate you for that because – and then you come in here and eat all – I mean, this he ate a cow. He ate a full cow. And it was different.
It was just a pound and a half of meat. You know, they do it here at Pinkerton. They do the meat by the pound. And I was like, well, give me a three-quarters of a pound of brisket and three-quarter pound of sausage and – slap it on the tray. Let's go to work.
Yeah, the only way I know that you're old is because you get injuries gardening.
Yeah, well.
That's the only way anybody would look at you and say, man, that guy must be old. It's like, yeah, because I'm in the emergency room. I'm from the garden.
My biceps swole up from lifting the six-year-old's training wheel bicycle the other day. So, yeah, I'm falling apart slowly but surely.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. We are out here at Pinkerton's Barbecue. Come on out here. And, man, the barbecue game in this city has gone up so much since we started doing the show. So you will like this place. Tell you what else. Guys, if you have a vehicle you're not using, doesn't matter what kind of vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, a big lawnmower, and it's just been sitting out there and you thought, well, maybe I'll trade it in, maybe I'll fix it up. You never got around to it. Well, here's what you can do. You can donate it today to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And they're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And the great thing about it is it's so easy. So many Blitzers have done it. It's going to help you do a good thing for Houston Can Academies. They change lives every day. They take in kids who've dropped out of other schools, give them another chance. And most of these are really good kids that just had family situations or things that they had to work around. Houston Can Academy works around them, and your donations are important. And the school year is starting to wind down. They still need your help, and now is the time. And it doesn't matter. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow your vehicle. Doesn't matter where you are. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I'll forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today, but very happy to have Jerome Solomon filling in. Always an A-lister.
Thanks for the invite, sir.
Somebody asks, is Pinkerton's kid-friendly? Well, Ninja's here. And he's about 12, and our promo people are about 13 or 14. So, No, actually, it looks very kid-friendly.
Yeah, they have food.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kids love food.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
And if you put enough meat in them, they'll go into a coma.
Indeed.
And then you can go home and hang out with the significant other and have a few drinks and chill because your kids will be in a meat coma. So.
Nice location, too. Easy to get to. Yeah. Central, you know.
Yeah,
I know this side of town very well. As I was saying earlier, I mean, spent a lot of time over here. Used to be at the boys' club right over here when I was a kid quite often. And, farmers market right down the street.
Yeah, I was only a 10-minute ride for me from where I am, so very convenient. I'm looking forward to getting back over here in a non-working capacity.
Yeah, I don't spend too much time close to Studiowood, but you know.
Hey, I've got my own.
I'm not as welcome over there as I am in Acres Homes.
I've got my own little areas I need to avoid where I am too. It's like any place. It's like almost any neighborhood in Houston. There's five different neighborhoods in one neighborhood. You just have to.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
You have to be in the one where you belong.
Yeah, just along those lines, I saw that the Undertaker, the world famous wrestler, spoke to University of Texas football team. Last night, and they had videos of that all up, and he's talking about his, you know, surprise story and overcoming and getting to where he came from, et cetera, and how he started out his story telling them of how he started out playing basketball at Texas Wesleyan, and you know was getting some rumors of maybe he could go play in Europe or something and just kind of fell into wrestling. I was like, well, wait a minute, dude. Your story started right down the street from here when you were 12th to 13th man at Waltrip High School on the basketball squad. Not at Texas Wesleyan. You got to just because you were tall. No. But he's a Houstonian for you guys who don't know by now. I can't imagine that many of you don't. And yeah, we played on the same high school. Well, I played. He was on high school basketball team with me.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I think you've told me that before.
Yeah.
So.
He didn't really get a whole lot of action.
When I was in high school, I didn't get on the court very much either. So.
You weren't a bad player. But you was around some brothers, so I could see. But when I first saw you play, I was pleasantly surprised.
By the time we started playing basketball together, in high school I was only 5'10". I grew to 6'3" in college, and it was very strange. I don't know how it happened, but I was a very late bloomer, and I did most of my. And by then, I'd already destroyed my shoulder, so that was the end of my career. But I could play a little bit for a while there when Michael Murphy was down here, and we had all these great teams. But I'm old now. It's all gone.
That irks me every time I hear those stories. But thank you for mentioning it. I was 5'10", and next thing I know, I was 6'3". Because that never happened to me.
You got to what, 5'2", and then you just stopped.
Just stayed right where the hell I was.
You're a jockey.
Russell Westbrook was the same way. He wasn't being recruited by anybody and didn't have any D1 scholarship offers or anything because he was 5'8". 5'9", next thing you know, he's 6'3".
Anthony Davis did that.
Yeah.
David Robinson was he grew to 7 feet after he joined the Navy. It was late because he was just barely under the limit, as I recall, and because I didn't realize they had a height limit for the Navy, but I guess it makes sense if you're on a submarine.
Yeah, you can't fit. You must have quit.
Oh. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. We'll be happy to take texts. We'll be happy to take tweets. If you want to get on Facebook, you can do that. We tend not to take calls on location, which
– they're always a debacle. I love them.
Well, it's the problem is it's hard enough for the caller to hear us, and then when we can't hear the caller, to me it's almost pointless because it's like, all right, let's go to Bob. Yeah. And it's not even his fault,
but it just
because it takes a second. Because you've done call-ins with us before, it's kind of hard to hear on that line. If you don't do it all the time, you don't recognize it. And
remotes make it even worse.
Yeah, so that's why we don't. And somebody's giving me grief because Barry and Joel take calls on remotes, but I go, well, that's Barry and Joel. They can do what they want. This is our thing.
That's afternoon.
Yeah.
That's pre-happy hour.
that's where you're any call you can get. You're just. Let's go to Mom.
To
okay,
that?
It's Mom.
Aunt Lucy, how you doing? Uncle Joe, what's happening?
I'll be over this weekend with the kids. Exactly.
That's just wrong. Now, I did not hear yesterday's show when you guys were down in Beaumont. I just get a tweet here from
– don't worry, not many people did hear it.
TC Gold Rush, Tracy.
Cutting out.
Tracy says, according to AJ, that – yesterday said she might as well hang it up because she's not 25.
Yeah, well,
older women.
No. What the discussion was when women are in their prime from a looks perspective. It doesn't mean you're still not attractive at 40 or 45. It just means you're not as attractive as you were at 25.
Well, it depends on the woman.
Well, I'm kind of with you on that. That was kind of AJ's take. Is once they're over 25, forget it. They're never going to be as good. I'll still take.
Oh no!
I'll still take. Yeah. I'll take. Yeah. Commit. Well, I'll take any age. It's legal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's get too specific. Yeah. But
exactly.
But no, there are some though that really do, and I know the Hollywood thing that I was talking about. Oh, how men get more attractive as get older. Blah blah blah. Well, that was certainly the case for your boy. No, he was an ugly little dude, but. Women, though, there are some women that do the same thing. I just started watching – well, I've finished it now, but recently I started watching House of Cards.
Yeah.
And I'll think of her name in a second, but
– the annoying blonde chick, Robin Wright.
Yeah, Robin Wright. She – I did nothing for me before, but, man, first season or so of that show, I was like, okay. And she's probably 45, 50 years old. She looks better now than she did at 25.
I
know she looked better at 35 than she did at 25.
I'll have to go back and research it, but I ejected after season three of that. Season three was so awful, I never even bothered watching season four.
Yeah, I just kind of just was fiddling around, had nothing to do, and just kind of watched it. It got better a little bit, but it got bad there in the middle there. It was interesting and entertaining, and they went off on a tangent and got lost.
Yeah. Well, I have not aged well. It's my own fault. So I did this TV thing for Sam Houston that was on Root Sports a couple weeks ago, and
didn't like the way you look.
I have been in the gym every day since then.
Oh man!
And really controlling what I'm eating now and trying to get some weight off because I looked like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. The camera adds.
It does add.
Yeah. But. Mm. It shouldn't add enough where I look like a fat offensive lineman.
You don't look like you think you look.
Well, I don't.
Like you want to look. Maybe put it that way. Once you saw yourself.
Yeah. That's not how I want to look.
I'm not going to name any names, but I will say I do a show every Sunday night on Channel 2, shameless plug, Texas Sports Nation. I'm the host of the show. And a very prominent Houston sports figure who would do anything that I ask in any, medium. It's like, I can't do TV with you because, I don't look good on TV. And I didn't realize he was, vain is probably not the right word for that, but
yeah.
I was rather surprised.
Well, but that's why I do radio. I don't have to worry about that. I can show up in my underwear and nobody would know. But the thing is, I there were two segments to it. There was one segment where they interviewed me in the suite. And it was the lights were on me and everything. That I looked okay, but when they were following me around, and
you were waddling.
Well, yeah, I guts hanging out, and I just chin looks like it's bigger than it is. And
I actually look kind of smooth on TV compared to what I know I actually look like. I've never ever thought of myself as being handsome. That's I know I'm intelligent, and I know. I think I can be funny on occasion, but I've never thought I was all that good looking. My life changed once I realized I was that I had more than average. But looks wise, I've never thought
I was in my prime in late 20s, and I wouldn't say I was an attractive man, but I wasn't an unattractive man. In the early 40s, lost a bunch of weight, got into ridiculous shape again. And I actually look
then
better than
you were rolling then.
That's what I got to get back to.
I've always worn dorky glasses, and even when I thought they were cool, they were still dorky looking.
Now it kind of gives you that degenerate professor look.
Yeah,
and women like that.
I guess, but I've never imagined that now that I'm filling out, now that I'm up to like 165, I'm getting thick.
Toothpick arms, yeah.
I don't look all bony. It's scarecrowish anymore.
832 says, picking up the wife from work at 5 in the Heights. Can I make it for a beer and a live segment? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No
Absolutely.
Doubt. You're right around the street, right around the corner. Come on over. They call this Greater Heights now.
Bruce Jenner is a more attractive older woman. Well played, 713. Well played. All right. On that note. If Caitlin were smart, she'd sleep on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers because everybody wins at Texas Mattress Makers. Buy direct from the factory and see the savings for yourself. And right now, it's all March Madness where you can play and win. And the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers is you're already saving 50% off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store. Well, right now, you can get 5 to 50% off factory prices. Not the retail prices, the factory prices. And you can play and win all month long, only from the sleep experts at Texas Mattress Makers. Yuval and his family have been making mattresses and foundations for over 30 years at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation. They love the Blitzers. They will take care of you. And I promise you, Lax, all the guys over there, man, they know what they're doing. They know everything about these mattresses, and they're going to put you on the one that's going to help you sleep the best, and you're going to save a bunch of money. Why would you go anywhere else? Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. I know this girl kid who said she got a oops nice now. And if it's good, you bring your customers a measuring price. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information. ESPN 97.5.
From the ESPN ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 288 the South Freeway, northbound at Broadway. There's an accident in two left lanes, but crews are blocking the left lane on the southbound side of 288 as well. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Through busted brackets and endless upsets, March Madness is just heating up. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports, 26 Houston area locations. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. No AJ today. Jerome Solomon filling in, like David Bowie, I might add. Josh, who I once made him think I blocked him because I was joking around about how, if I were to get any kind of corrective plastic surgery right now to get some work done, it'd be at least $10,000. And he said something like, no, it'd be $100,000. So I just tweeted back at him, blocked. And he thought I really blocked him. But it takes a lot for me to block you. It really does.
Yeah, a good shot like that is not block worthy.
But I thought it was a funny comeback on my part, but
not as funny as 100K.
No, not as fun as 100K. No, he won that. He won that exchange. There's no question.
That's like a guy on his back in the ring trying to kick the dude. No, dude, you got knocked down.
Drunk Bevo, Texans offseason update, still bleeping nothing.
Yeah, it's I think it's pretty simple. They're waiting until Tony Romo is available to see how much it's going to cost them. I think they already know how much that is, but until they put that there, they can't put anything anywhere else, and it's as simple as that. And if you're buying that, you know, as I wrote today, if you're buying this smokescreen that they love Tom Savage, then you're an idiot. Because, no, if they love Tom Savage, they would have loved him last year and wouldn't have given away $21 million of McNair's money to Brock Osweiler. And they wouldn't have loved him the year before and got Mallett and Hoyer. I mean, they don't love Tom Savage. Tom Savage has the same number of touchdown passes as you do, Fred.
Well,
there's not a lot to love.
When we were talking about there was a bunch of people who just, I don't want Tony Romo and all this. It's like, you know who threw more touchdown passes last year out of Tony Romo and Tom Savage?
Not even close.
One series, Romo threw a touchdown pass.
Not even close.
You know, we talked about it 2 years ago when he threw for 34 touchdowns. There's never been anyone in Texans history come close to that. Matt Schaub had 29 one year. Mm-hmm. But getting back to Josh's tweet, he said Robin Wright was pretty attractive as Princess Buttercup. I thought Princess Buttercup was pretty mannish. I didn't find her attractive in The Princess Bride.
See, I'm one of the few people who never seen The Princess Bride.
It is a magnificent movie. I'm surprised your daughter's.
And see, she did nothing for me in Forrest Gump. I wouldn't even before she got the disease.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
Wow. Yeah, after that. No, I think I'll pass. Thank you.
Like, oh, now?
it's like, oh, now I'm attracted to you.
Now you're kind of hot.
Nah,
that would be pimping backward. Yeah,
exactly. Randy said.
She's skinny, though, and there's nothing behind her. Now that she
fully she's filled out a little
she's
bit.
She's got a little more back there.
Yeah, I think there's.
At least in.
And that's where the positive comes from. When women get older is when they're like really skinny, but then they fill out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like that rail stuff, man. Yeah. That Calista Flockhart type look.
Oh no, no. That's awful. Now, Tracy, the one who started this conversation, she went and purchased some stuff.
Yeah, she's upgraded.
Yeah, so that's good investment. If you're into, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure her husband appreciates them. Randy says, I've been out of town listening on the podcast, the Wednesday show, lots of complaining listeners. You upset, uncensored show equals therapy. We talked about that, something with that, but Todd a little bit. It'd be fun to do those about once a year.
Just to relieve some tension.
Yeah, just where you can actually start just Yeah, you can pretty much destroy people. It's more fun.
Right, about like what's the line in The Godfather? And like every now and then they have to go to war every now and then just to clean out the bad blood. You know.
But I have some ideas for. I mean, it's not on the podcast. It won't be on the podcast. But I have some ideas where we might make some of those shows available to people and do them. You know, I just don't want to do them too much because I think it was fun to sit there and basically have a bunch of beers and
let loose
and tear into people. Yeah. But at the same time, that's it's just not something you can do all the time.
Make it a special occasion. Do it like do Texans postseason or something. So it, you know,
as soon as the season is over, can you get over 9-7 though? That's the thing. It's 9-7. It's 9-7.
But
it's 9-7.
The week they lose is always at least a little juicy.
No,
but
it's predictable.
But you called it 8 months earlier. Yeah,
they'll win a first round game against the Bengals, the Raiders show up with a third string quarterback. Yeah, they'll beat them, and then they go into New England and get killed.
That's the thing. This franchise has been in existence now. They played a full 15 seasons. How many legitimate arguments could you make and say if you're a Texans fan, you were disappointed in what the team did? Based on what you thought the team could do before the season started. What, three? Maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a stretch. You know, I mean, it's sad. It really, you know, they do what they do.
Well, I think the beginning of the year was more hopeful because you thought maybe Brock Osweiler's the guy. Maybe this is going to be the player.
Let's see, but that's the difference in hopeful and you're like,
right.
Oh, no, they got a guy now. I know this team is supposed to go 11-5 and blah, blah, blah. And when they go 9-7, you'd be disappointed. When they went 9-7, you're like, after about 3 weeks, you're like, oh, okay.
It's like, okay, this we've got another donkey pulling the card here. Now, and if they get Tony Romo, you're going to see the same thing. It's going to be, hey, we got, you know, this is the best quarterback in, you know, the history of this franchise. And then he's going to snap a pinky in week one, and that's going to be the end of it.
But that one at least could be a disappointment. At least you can open the season saying, and I'm not even a Romo fan, but drop him on this squad, and you have to say this team is supposed to win a minimum of 11 games, probably more, and should be in contention throughout. No, they're not going to win Super Bowl. They're the Texans. Let's not get ridiculous. but fans are supposed to believe that, at least now.
Right, and if that happens, I think you'll see people get really excited, and then you're right. You will have a real letdown when he snaps.
I've never been a big Romo fan. I do think his last before these couple of years of injury, the 2 or 3 years before that, he changed into a different quarterback, took care of the ball better, wasn't taking as many risks, and was outstanding. So that said, these injuries, you joke about snap a pinky and he's out. These weren't like, you know, fluky kind of injuries. I mean, they were fluky kind of injuries. They weren't the kind of injuries that you're like, he only got hurt because he's old and falling apart.
Right.
He got tackled hard from behind and like, oh, man, that hurt.
But recurring back injuries,
you
always have to worry
about
that.
You have it, but I'd roll the dice on that just as I would have.
Oh, you have to because what's
Peyton Manning, because, you know, otherwise it's Tom Savage.
Well, yeah, exactly. And what's the worst that happens? You're going with the clown that you keep telling us can play, and you haven't lost anything. If he gets hurt, what did you lose?
Yeah,
you wrote a check.
You're back to where you were in the first place. And the rookie thing, John McClain is really strong in believing because they keep telling him, and I don't know if they're doing it to work something in the draft, but they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round. We'll see if he's right about that. But
I wouldn't.
That guy's not going to take it to the Super Bowl anytime soon either.
No. And I don't.
No, I would because
I don't think any of those guys are worth the 25th pick.
See, I –
Deshaun Watson's the only one.
I'm not so sure about that, but
Deshaun Watson's the only one I would take there, and he's going to be long gone.
My thing would be I would take – if I could get the best quarterback in the draft, whoever I deem to be the best, if that's my job to study and find the best quarterback, and I could get him at 25, I'm taking him, period, because 2 years from now, 3 years from now, when I need him to play, he should be really good, you know.
Yeah. What does that do for you now?
Well, it doesn't matter. Right. Nobody they draft at 25 – it's going to do a heck of a lot for them right now. I mean, there really isn't. You know, I mean, if they draft an offensive lineman who just happens to walk in and be a stud, but that's not going to hardly happen either.
I'd rather have that.
I'd like to have it, but I'm not sure that'll happen. You know, the last lineman they drafted around there, they're still waiting on him to play it. He never will be any good.
Yeah, I think he at least turned into an average to slightly below average guard last year. But he'll never be what you drafted him to be at that spot. Mm-hmm. Although I do think there are three tackles out there that if they're at 25 and they took him, I'd be happy with that because I think they can jump in. And you should be better with Martin next year, but I don't know if he can play. We never got a chance to see him.
Yeah. I do think, though, that the quarterbacks, the top three guys, one of them is available. If one of them, and certainly if all of them, and that's not going to be the case, they'll probably all be gone. But if one of them is available at 25, I think they'll be better than any quarterback Texas could have 3 years from now. And that's
– yeah, I'm just
– if I'm Bob McNair, that's how I
I'm
look
just
at
not
things.
As high on Trubisky and Kaiser. I just –
yeah, I'm a Watson guy. I'm listening to other people on those two guys. I would hurt myself getting up there to draft Deshaun Watson if he's there at 25.
All right,
but I wouldn't be rushing him to play either.
Yeah, well, and that's ideally you brought in the veteran who's going to be your fill-in for a couple of years and maybe get you where you want to go. All right, we have a lot more to go. We're at Pinkerton's. Come on out here, terrific barbecue. Testing the alcohol menu now, I have to say. So far, so good. So come check it out.
I may have to get in that line.
All right. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Actually, no A.J. today. Jerome Salmon filling in. Hey, let's rodeo, Houston. Dierks Bentley is performing tonight. For $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Dierks Bentley, which I think we gave tickets away for that earlier in the week. I would also say you guys text me and let me know what kind of country that is because I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I've been learning a lot about country.
I was about to say I didn't know that Dierks Bentley was related to Brooke Bentley, but I never heard of Dierks Bentley. But he's her uncle.
Oh, okay. Didn't she used to work for the Texans or something?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she worked for their online stuff. I think she did.
I know the name sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's her.
Okay. The ninja who never says a word will not be able to say a word for the rest of the hour because he's got one of these gigantic sandwiches that they serve here. And I was like, I don't know if he can finish that. No, he's already put it in it.
Yeah, man.
He's going to finish it.
I ain't saying that. He got some kind of arms. You don't mess with people.
Oh no, he's scary. He's scary. Because he doesn't talk. Mm-hmm. He'll sneak up behind you when you don't expect him. I'll be standing there and going, "Where's Ninja? Oh, he's right behind me."
That's the kind of guy that squeeze and break me. I got how you go and fall down a rabbit hole, as it were, on the internet every now and then, or into YouTube or in Twitter videos and stuff, and I guess. Yeah, it's been really popular. I was way behind because spring break is long over. But you've seen a bunch of these videos of Padre Island and fights and kids at spring break and stuff.
I just saw the kids in Mexico chanting, "Build that wall."
No.
That's the only one I saw.
And I don't even like fight videos, but, boy, there were a couple of them that were just hilarious. There's two chick fights. One, this babe, just one punch, bam. Knocked the girl out flat cold. Then there was one of this brother who was built kind of like your boy over here. But he had more stomach, though. And he just beat up like six people. It was hilarious. I mean, he was just.
Now I know what videos I'm going to go search for while I'm sitting in the airport.
Knocking jokers out. Knocked two of them out cold. And they were jumping him, and he was just knocking them out. And there's 100 people around, everybody with their phone out. And this one guy fighting six people. It was hilarious.
Yeah, well, he makes me want to have active shooter training. He scares me. All right, 713-780-37. Did you see the look on his face when I said that? It's like,
okay.
I'm get you.
I ain't going to let you get to it.
he's actually doing a great job today. We haven't gone off air once, as far as I know. So, good job. Not that it was his fault yesterday, but got to blame somebody. It wasn't AJ's fault. It wasn't my fault.
It's a Beaumont thing.
Yeah, no, it happens every time we go there. And part of it is just from a technical standpoint, because there were so many people there, it affected the whole thing, which is the same thing that happened last time. I appreciate everybody coming out. Sorry that we had those issues, but we'll get back out there again. And one of these days, we'll go to Beaumont and do a show that doesn't cut out. So, 832 says, Dierks Bentley is drunk country. You got to be drunk to tolerate it.
Isn't that all country?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to get your take on this, and because I'm sick of it, but Lamont wrote about it on the site today, and we talked about it yesterday. Is Colin Kaepernick being blackballed? And just curious your take on that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. But I think he'll be on a team by the time the season starts. But, yeah, no, if he hadn't taken the stance or not taken the stand, he would be signed with somebody right now. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So that is the reason. It's not all about, well, because he's not quite good enough to deal with the stance. Well, no, the point is the political stand that he took is the reason he's not signed right now, period. I mean, it's a simple – I'll even qualify a little bit. It's not the reason he's not signed. It's the reason not one team has even inquired as to how much he might be willing to play for. That's different than not being signed. I mean, nobody's even made a call to the guy, and it's strictly about that. But, you know, it's early in free agency, and by the time the season comes around, people will get over that and move past it. But the guy is better than a lot of guys playing in the NFL, most of the backups and some of the starters, and he just, you know, he would be on a roster, or he would be weighing offers or have signed one if he hadn't done that. I don't even think it's debatable. So I don't even debate it, because I know that's the fact. Even when you try to debate, the people I've seen debating it, the ones are saying, well, no, it's not that. It's because he's not any good at quarterback. He only threw 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions last year. You know, and, well, he's not good enough to overcome the distraction that he brings. Well, that you're saying it's the distraction.
Yeah,
because there are a whole lot of guys who are not as good as he is without the distraction who have the contract.
Well, and to an extent, I agree with that. But if this were Cam Newton, you think he'd get a job?
What's that now?
If you think,
yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
He's not good enough for teams to put up with that.
Exactly. So it's that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not good enough. It's that, because if you erase that, he wouldn't have to be Cam Newton to get a job. You see what I mean? So it's that. Period. It's
But it's a combination of that and him not being a great player.
But it's that, because there are a whole lot of not great players who are out there.
And there's also a whole lot of not great players that get left off of rosters because of things that would be otherwise.
And,
so, yeah,
and
that's part
makes
of it.
It the thing.
It makes it the thing.
But that's what I'm saying. So, I don't even think it's even worth debating, because I'm pretty sure he'll be on a roster when the time comes. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And that's the price you pay when you take the position that he took.
We talked about, and people, his numbers last year on the surface look, you know, better than a lot of guys, including the crap that was here. But 409 brings up, don't forget the 7 fumbles to go with those 4 picks, which people don't consider those the same way they do interceptions. But a lot of times quarterback fumbles are worse, because a lot of them are in the pocket. That's too many for as much as he played. But
no doubt.
So
no question.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't prevent him from getting a look. What is preventing him from getting a look is taking a knee. I don't even think it's debatable. It cracks me up that people want to argue it on both sides, because I'm like,
well, if I'm an owner, I've got enough excuses that I can make about his play to not go sign him.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
No. But I mean, what I'm saying is, I can point to the fact that he's regressed. I can point to the fact that he's never done anything without Harbaugh as his coach, and I can also point to the fact that if I'm going to have a quarterback that is a primarily running quarterback, I better have a backup or a starter that's the same way, so I don't have to change my offense. And those are all convenient excuses, and I agree with you. I think it is that people don't want the headache. But if I'm an owner, I can make those cases and not sound like an idiot.
Yeah, you can, but it's impossible for 32 owners to all be making the same case when those idiots are signing guys that can't play at all in any form or fashion in any offense. There is no argument when you're signing guys that everybody knows cannot play. have never played well, have not regressed because they were never that good.
Well, he's better than anything on the Texans roster right now, and he's better than I think a few guys who were starting out there.
And I saw Lamont's piece, and one thing Lamont got wrong, he didn't turn down $14 million. He opted out, but that was just a technicality. There was a date coming up that the 49ers had to decide to give him $14 million or not, and they weren't going to. So he opted out before that date, hoping that he'd get out there on the market earlier. And it hasn't worked. So
832 brings up a point that we'll talk about when we come back about fumbles, that he doesn't think it's entirely fair to blame the quarterback for the fumbles. And it's a fair point, but I'm going to –
Yeah, you got to hold on.
I will give my retort to that when we
come
back.
Take a knee.
the field.
When the rush is coming, take a knee.
All right, guys.
Fold up like the Texans quarterbacks have been known to do over the years.
I got to tell you, if you're looking to hire someone, man, this is a totally different game now. And if you don't know where to post your job to find the best candidates, you could put it all in one – putting it in one place, it's just not going to work. There's too many good candidates out there. And if you want to find the perfect hire, you got to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. That's important, man. This is your business. Right now, listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
Girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on the beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.